We go down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Very pleased to have former NHL goaltender and Hitman goaltender coach Jason LaBarbera join us. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rob. How are you?
I'm excellent. Hey, listen, I want to, if you don't mind, start the NHL route and come back to your team in a second. Let's talk about the man everybody's talking about in this city right now, and that is Chad Johnson. And I want to ask you, in your experience, when should we start buying into a goaltender? And I don't want to be harsh and I don't want to be rude here, but you know, this team really turned it around November 15th, so we're not a month into this, and people are getting really excited. Should they be excited? Is it too early to look long-term with a guy like Chad Johnson?
Well, I think you just need to enjoy the moment while it's going on. It's the season's so long, there's going to be ups and downs, and at some point in time, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a downfall. But right now, things are going well, obviously. And, you know, at the start of the year, when I was doing interviews with this, I talked about the fact that I think Chad Johnson is going to play a lot of games for this team this year. And I've said it for most of the season. I think at the end of the year, they're going to need both guys to play. And right now Chad's hot. And
yeah,
I've always been a big fan of his. You know, I think he's done very well, you know, over the last 5 or 6 years of his career. And now he's getting an opportunity to play and he's taking advantage of it. So I know it's probably for Elliott, it's difficult because he's sitting there waiting and, you know, he's came in here thinking that he was going to be the number one guy, but he's going to get an opportunity to play at some point too. So, the team's playing well in front of him, obviously, which is a big help, but anytime you can get solidified in the back end like that in net, it's going to make everybody play better for sure.
So do you ride Johnson come hell or high water, or do you now need to find spots? Because the schedule is beginning to open up. We know about the schedule the Flames had in October and November, but here in December it's opening up. Do you now have to find spots to get Elliott back in too?
Yeah, that's going to be certainly an internal discussion with the coaching staff and that. But I got to think so. You got to get him in there. You can't have him go, you know, a month without playing and then expecting to go in there and play well. I've been there. I've done that. I did that for a lot of my career.
Yeah.
Where you get your one game every 3 or 4 weeks, and it's difficult. You know, you do your best to stay as sharp as you can, and you're working your butt off in practice, and you're doing everything right. But to get in thrown into to situations where you haven't played or haven't been in a long period of time is difficult. So I'm sure they'll manage it well. And right now, obviously, Chad's the hot guy, and he deserves to play. He deserves to play every night because he is playing so well. But, you know, they're definitely going to have to get Elliott in there at some point and try to find ways to get him in there.
So what is that mindset then like, Jason? I mean, if you're watching the guy in front of you and all of a sudden he's found his game, he's on a great, you know, clip right now, you get to play that game. Is there ever a danger of trying to go in and do too much and try to win your job back in 60 minutes?
For sure there is. You're just chomping at the bit to get in there. And that's the hardest part is waiting. Even on a game day, the hardest part is just waiting for that 7 p.m. time to show up. You know, you're waiting around all day to get on the ice and get going. So when you have to wait for, you know, two or three, 4 weeks, you know, it's just, you're just chomping at the bit to get in there. So the biggest thing is just to stick with the process every day in practice is to come to the rink with a good attitude. You support your partner and you support the guys. And when it's your chance, you got to go in there and trust what you've been doing for the last couple of weeks and trust yourself to go in there and to play the way you're capable of playing.
What one last one on this topic. And I'm curious about your perspective, just back to Chad Johnson for a second. What's the biggest hurdle he now has to face? He's on a great run. The save percentage is great. The goals against is great. He's been in for a loss and rebounded with a nice game. What's the next big hurdle for him to face here in this stretch of games?
Just the grind of the season. You know, you're playing every other night. You're traveling. You're especially when you're out west, you're playing in different time zones. It's managing your rest. And, when you're playing, it's the thing, too, that's difficult for – it's early on when you're hot and you're playing well, you're feeling good. But as it goes along, the more that you're playing, the less practice time you're getting. And so a lot of times you can start developing bad habits in a game that you don't even necessarily know is happening. So sometimes you don't have a lot of time and practices, you know, especially with the travel and stuff, you have days off and you don't get to really keep those little things sharp, whether it's, you know, tracking the puck or working your hands or little things like that where, you know, you might lose it just because you're playing a lot. I think if you talk to a lot of guys that play a lot of games, there's points in the season that they haven't really been able to work on certain things because they just haven't had the time, and you're really trying to conserve your energy because you're playing every other night. So just the grind of the year, playing every night and traveling and all that is something that, you know, you've really got to learn how to manage.
With Jason LaBarbera, our guest on the South Street Burger guest hotline here on Hockey Central, where does Devin, right now, where does Devin Dubnyk fit for you amongst the goaltenders in the National Hockey League?
Well, he certainly established himself as one of the top guys in the league, which I'm super excited for him about. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time with him coming up over the last 10 years. You know, we trained together when he was young and stuff, and we played in Edmonton together a little bit. And, you know, he's been able to gain his identity as a goalie, and that's, I think, a big thing for a guy is being able to really trust who you are as a goalie, and trust, obviously, when you have a group like that around you that's as structured and well-disciplined as they are in Minnesota, you trust what you're seeing that's going on around you, too. And he's taken big steps, and he's a big part of that team, and he's obviously playing very well right now.
I want to ask you, because it's funny you bring up training with him. Are you familiar with his work with Lyle Mast, goaltending coach Lyle Mast?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. Lyle, so when I was in L.A. years ago,
right.
Lyle kind of started in L.A., so I was kind of one of the guinea pigs for that initial stuff. And I think Lyle's certainly come a long way with it.
Right.
He definitely had the concept made a lot of sense, and what he was talking about made a lot of sense. Just the presentation of it all took him a while to kind of figure out. Now, obviously, it's come a long way, and I that stuff's always kind of been there, but
yeah.
He's taken something and kind of made it aware for people and made people kind of understand it. And I've, you know, tried to use it on the guys here with the Hitmen a little bit too. And it's obviously a pretty vital, you know, part of your game. It's something that, you know, you don't even really think about, but once you actually do sit back and look at it and watch video and think about it, it's a pretty important thing to have.
Thank God I asked the question, because this has bugged me for years, because Leland Irving, when he was in the Flames organization, brought up his name, Lyle Mast, and talked about head trajectory and tracking. Can you explain it to the audience when they hear this or read this? What are we talking? What is, because Devin Dubnyk is crediting this kind of with his next level, getting to the next level. What is it?
Well, essentially, it's like we do it. You can use it on a daily basis. Like, I always use the example of driving. Like, if you're driving a car and you got your hand on the steering wheel and you're sitting flat back, your head's against the headrest, and you're driving, your reaction time and what you see isn't as clear. But if you tilt your head forward a little bit, take it off the headrest and lean a little bit forward and tilt your chin down, like, you can see everything better. You can react better. You're in a way better position to, you know, if something happens in front of you, you know, on the road, you're able to react a little bit better, and you're able to see it. So there's so many different, like, ways of having examples of that, like, of it, like, just in a daily life. But like in hockey, like, you see some guys, their heads are flat and they're kind of back, and it's literally like milliseconds how much faster you can see the puck when your head's tilted a little bit and your eyes are a little bit more forward. It's such a little adjustment, but it is, like, it's amazing the difference that it makes. Try it when you drive today. You'll notice. You'll be like, wow, that's crazy.
Is it intuitive? Is it hard to teach a goaltender to do it? Is it a hard concept to pick up?
I mean, it took me, I don't know if it's hard. I think it's once you become aware of it.
Right.
And then, you know, you think about it for however, you know, like maybe for a couple practices, and then you slowly develop that where you just do it. You don't even really recognize that you're doing it anymore. You know, and it's more like, you know, trying to find the consistency with it. It's something that, you know, you watch some guys and they'll do it in some situations and they won't in other situations. And it's not because they're not aware of it. They just, for whatever reason in that situation, they just got away from it. So, you know, filming them on the ice in practice or showing them in, you know, film and video just where their head is, and how flat sometimes they can get. You're just constantly, it's something that you constantly have to kind of keep talking to guys about. And the good ones obviously can figure it out and pick it up pretty quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know, head trajectory, anything in hockey, really, that, you know, good coaches, good coaching is all about making it instinctual and not thinking. Because the old line out of the, you know, out of Bull Durham, don't think, it hurts a ball club.
It totally does. It hurts a goalie, too.
That's right. In conversation, Jason LaBarbera, our guest, down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Before we let you go, let's talk about the local junior hockey heroes. Big win last night in Prince Albert. This is a real interesting time, isn't it, for a junior hockey player? You head into December, a lot of distractions, you know, World Juniors for one player and other tournaments for others. Where's this team at in your eyes? What are you seeing from these young guys when you're on the ice with them when they're at home?
Well, it's certainly been a grind for us the last, you know, month and a half. You know, we had the long road trip in the U.S. and then we came back and, you know, kind of scuffled a little bit at home, and now we're back on the road in Saskatchewan right now. So, you know, it certainly was nice to get Jake Bean back for, you know, the last few games, and obviously we're going to lose him here for a little bit of time. But just even adding him back is kind of, you know, I think it's given the guys a little bit of life in the room, and anytime you can add a dynamic guy like him back to your lineup, it's obviously going to help. But you know, the thing is, you know, we've competed hard. We've you know, the guys are grinding, and we're trying. You know, we're improving. It's just a matter of trying to find ways to win. Like, you know, last night was a game where, you know, it was a close game. We carried the play for the most part. We just weren't able to capitalize on some opportunities, and but we scored at the right time to get a big win last night. So we got a tough stretch right now. We got 5 games in 6 nights. We're in Saskatoon tonight. Get home late tonight, and then we play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's going to be a bit of a tough week for the guys, but it's a good learning experience for them. And you know, I think, you know, hopefully we can go into the break feeling pretty good about ourselves.
So let me ask you this, Coach. How is this stretch different for you now working with junior players than it would have been for you as a pro here the last couple of years?
Well, it's certainly not as physically tiring.
Fair enough.
It's been enjoyable. I mean, like, you know, you try to relay a lot of the experiences that you've had. It's obviously it's two completely different entities, because when you're playing, you know, a lot of times you're really just trying to focus on yourself and what you need to do. And, you know, from the coaching aspect, there's a lot more, you know, going on. There's a lot more decisions to make, a lot more variables to think about. So it's been nice to actually have to, you know, use your imagination and think and talk and discuss things and do that kind of stuff. So I've enjoyed it. It's obviously not fun no matter what you're doing, whether you're playing or coaching, when you're not winning. But the process of it all, for me, has been a really good learning experience, and I've certainly enjoyed it.
Do you find you have to pump the kids up a little bit more? That confidence is a big thing right now?
Huge, yeah. Well, I just think young yep. people in general, it's kind of how it is. You know, it's not necessarily the way it used to be, where you can be a little bit harder on people. So it's, you know, you definitely have to, you know, make them feel good about themselves. You got to kind of toe that line of pushing too hard and not pushing enough. But, you know, it's hopefully we can find a way to get another win tonight and feel good about ourselves.
Good stuff, Jason. Thank you. I really thank you for answering that question about Lyle Mast and the head trajectory, because I've heard about it for a while, but finally somebody put it into terms that I can understand. And you're damn right, so I'm going to be trying that with my headrest on the way home tonight. Thanks for doing this.
For sure. Yeah, try it. Seriously, try it.
I will.
Like, well, it's a big difference.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay, thanks. Have a good one.